Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
This is Healing School. We're going to talk about divine health today that belongs to us. How come it does? Because Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and our diseases, and by his stripes we were healed. So we've already been healed. Now we have to receive that healing, and you know you receive all the things in the scripture by faith. If you don't have the word on it, you don't have strong faith about it. So whatever it is, whether it's healing or prosperity or whatever, you need scriptures on it. You know, a lot of people are sick because they worry. Worry's under the curse. You ought not worry any more than you'd do drugs or drink alcohol or watch pornography. It's under the curse. Don't worry. What do you do when you have... Well, first of all, if you have problems in your life, you get the scripture from the Word that answers that situation. You put it in your eyes and your ears. You get it in your heart, and you pray it, and you stand on it. I'm standing on this Word. Let's just stick with healing. I believe I am healed. I believe he bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. I command my body to be... I lay hands on myself when I need it. I command my body to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If something's out of whack or whatever, this little finger right here decided it wanted to do something besides stand up straight. I said, finger, you be healed in the name of Jesus. You get up there and you stay up there. It'll go like that. I said, you get up there, and I had to pull it up. You get up there and you stay there. You're healed in Jesus' name. Now, I didn't know what that was, but I thought it could be arthritis trying to come on me, so I called it arthritis. Arthritis, you're not coming on me in the name of Jesus. I'll not have arthritis anywhere in my body. I'm healed by his stripes. I was healed, and I am healed. Now, you stop it, finger, and you be healed. Glory to God. See that? It's working. Glory to God. You get a pain somewhere, pray over it. If you think you're having appendicitis, pray appendicitis. You stop it in the name of Jesus. If you need help, get help. But first of all, pray. And then stand on it. If you had to go to the doctor, pray while you go to the doctor. Pray when you get there. You're still on the Word. If you stood on the Word, by his stripes I was healed, then you stand on the Word, by his stripes I was healed, until whatever it takes, hospital, doctor, operation, whatever you have to do. Until it's finished, you stand on the Word and say, I'm healed. Amen? We have to be aggressive. You know why? Because Satan's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a killer. He's an enemy. He's come to steal, to kill, and destroy. We have to keep him off our money. We have to keep him off our body. Because he doesn't own anything. That's why he's such a thief. He doesn't own anything. He wants yours and mine, and he can't have it in Jesus' name. Because why? Because Jesus bore our sin and our sickness and our disease and everything Satan stands for and works for. He's already been defeated. But we have to stand for it sometimes. We have to say, no, you're not the devil. Well, how do I know that? Because the Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Sometimes we have to resist. And when I resist, I resist. I don't say, devil, just let me alone. No, I say, devil, you get out of here in the name of Jesus. You take your pain and you go in Jesus' name, and don't you come back at me again. I'm healed by his stripes. I was healed, I am healed, and I'll always be healed. I'm not even going to be sick when I die. I'm going to leave well. You don't have to be sick to die. All you have to do is leave. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So this morning we want to pray and believe God for your healing. This is Tracy Harris, who pastors in Texarkana, Arkansas.
Praise God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And Brother Copeland's here.
Hey.
Wow. What a day. Glory to God. This is a big day.
Come on here. Praise God.
I got you.
If you will allow me to butt in for a little bit.
Please do. Please.
I have two things that the Lord brought up, and we will.
Good.
From Matthew 9. And I have a report.
Okay.
This will serve to demonstrate why it is so extremely vital to be listening to the Lord all the time about where you go, what you do, what you think, what you say. Now, we discussed this some last night, and in yesterday morning's service too.
Thank you.
Things that maybe don't look all that important to you and me, and they turn out to be really big. I took off one morning. We were headed to East Coast. And so I got there for my service. And, to fly that many miles and all that for one service? Yeah, if that's what Jesus wants, I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there. And they called Brother Winston up, and he preached. And then I was to follow him. While he's standing there, the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, I want you to attack that Ebola virus and kill it. Now, we we also had gone to Bill Krause's church in California, and the Lord gave me the same assignment there. And he said, I want you to preach to this church. I want you to preach the authority of the believer and the power of my healing power. And he said, I want you to prepare that church and for these 4 days. And at the end of that 4-day period, the entire church is going to rise up against the Ebola virus. And so we did that. All right. I got a message. Hold that for me, please. And let me get over here to it. This is from our man in Liberia. He said, I was just praying, and God revealed to me and reminded me that I listened to Brother Kenneth a couple of days ago telling of he and Bill Winston joining their faith to kill Ebola. Everyone was predicting, now listen to this, everyone was predicting 1 million cases by this time this year in Liberia.
My goodness.
Man. Praise God, the country is Ebola free. The borders are open.
Oh, what a miracle.
People are returning to school. The recovery has begun. I know I'm living in the supernatural, and all our U.S. staff and Liberian staff are covered under our blood covenant.
Praise God.
And praise God again that no one, zero staff, both domestic and Liberian, no one was taken by Ebola. Thank you, Jesus. We have a partnership and a covenant with Kenneth Copeland Ministries,
yes,
and you and all the supernatural. We
praise
are
God.
We are supernaturally untouchable.
Oh, I like that. That's a great phrase. Let's write a book called Supernaturally Untouchable.
You got a mic.
Oh. I thought maybe you turned mine off so I wouldn't interfere. No, I didn't.
I'm just teasing you, girl. Now,
that's awesome.
But now see, I needed to be at a certain place at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Winston needed to be at a certain place at a certain time. Bill Krause needed to hear God and set that meeting up at a certain place at a certain time. That's the way we're supposed to live.
Yeah.
You cannot get so caught up in all that's going on without inquiring of the Lord. You, in the natural, you are not going to be at the right place at the right time all the time.
Jesus.
If you don't pay attention. Now, you still make mistakes, but when you're walking by faith and you're straight with God, and when you do forget to inquire him at some, you immediately repent and say, sir, I shouldn't have done that without asking you, and I'll back off here a little bit. And then when you, if you do make a mistake under those conditions, he can move in there and bump you back around where you need to be and keep you on the line. That is so vitally important. Now,
amen.
This, before we take action here, let's go ahead and stand, please.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Your will be
done. The moment Gloria first mentioned forgiveness, you notice she went back to it and went back to it and went back to it and went back to it. The Lord brought this up to me, and directed me to come do what I'm about to do right now. Now, Father, we thank you and we praise you. We worship you. Come on up here and stand next to me here, Trace. We thank you, sir. In the name of Jesus. Matthew 9:1. And Jesus entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer.
Yes.
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Hallelujah.
And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think you evil in your heart? For whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. He arose and departed to his house. Now this is vital information. Jesus proved that the same power, the same spiritual force, the same anointing from God that heals, forgives. Forgiveness and healing are one and the same force. They are one and the same power. So you can't resist forgiving without resisting healing. Now come on, grab hold of this now, I'm telling you. We have a tendency to center up on the big stuff. Dr. Caroline Leaf made this statement in her book and also on our broadcast. She said, it is proven now that the human brain is not wired for fear and unforgiveness. And when it's functioning in fear and unforgiveness, the brain goes into a chaotic state and it actually damages itself.
Yes, sir.
You have brain damage from that. And continuing toxic thinking, fear, unforgiveness, negativism and so forth. You continue that, the brain functioning in a chaotic manner will inflict sickness and disease on your body.
And the word says, be quick to forgive.
Be quick to forgive. Be quick at it. Be quick
before
at it.
Before it takes hold.
Before it can damage things. But she said it's also a proven fact that meditating and speaking on forgiveness and on love and on the Word of God, that you can completely repair your brain in 11 days. 11 to 13 days, the thing will go back to working like it's supposed to work.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's time to get healed, folks.
Praise God.
It's Amen. Time right now.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It is time right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we praise you. We get ready.
Glory, which one of these you're amplified? This one?
What do you want?
Isaiah 53.
Isaiah 53.
Surely.
Surely. Say surely.
Surely. He has borne.
He has borne.
My griefs.
My griefs.
My sickness.
My sickness.
My weakness.
My weakness.
My distresses.
My distresses.
And carried my sorrows.
And carried my sorrows.
And my pain.
And my pain.
Of punishment.
Of punishment.
So sickness.
So sickness.
Weakness.
Weakness.
Grief.
Grief,
distress,
distress,
sorrow,
sorrow,
and pain,
and pain.
You're not mine.
You're
no, you're not mine.
Jesus bore mine.
Jesus bore mine.
You're not mine.
You're not mine.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
I take authority over you.
I take authority over you.
I cast you out of this body.
I cast you out of this body.
I cast you off of my mind.
I cast you off of my mind.
I cast you out of my presence.
I cast you out of my presence.
I forbid you to come back.
I forbid you to come back.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Glory,
glory be to God.
We take it. Glory yes, sir, be to God. Thank
grief,
you.
Sickness, weakness.
Glory be to God.
Sorrow, grief, and pain.
Yep.
We rebuke you
yes,
in the
do.
Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We take a stand against you
yes.
and by his
Jesus
power,
name.
By his name,
yes.
by his blood,
Heal.
And by his
Heal.
Strength. Take
we
your hand
your
over God's property
Burn
now. On the internet, you receive it. You take it. Get up off of that bed. Get up off of that couch. Get up off of the floor. Stand up on your feet. I don't care what you have to pull yourself up against.
Glory be to God.
Stretch out your hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We take it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The chastisement of my peace. Say it. The chastisement of my peace. And my well-being.
And my well-being.
Was laid on my Lord Jesus.
Was laid on my Lord Jesus.
Mental torment.
Mental torment.
Take your hand off me.
Take your hand off me.
Loose my mind.
Loose my mind.
Loose my brain.
Loose my brain.
Depression.
Depression.
Bow your knee to the name of Jesus.
Bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Glory be to God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Cancer, bow your knee to the name of Jesus.
Cancer, bow your knee to the name of Jesus.
That name of Jesus is above every name that's named both in heaven and in earth.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And at that name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.